All right, need you to be caller number 9 at 800-859-0957, 800-859-0WJR. Get yourself a pair of opening night tickets to Rodgers and Hammerstein's The Sound of Music at the Fox Theater, directed by 3-time Tony Award winner Jack O'Brien. This vibrant and romantic tale of Maria and the Von Trapp family will captivate you with its universal themes of love, resilience, and, yeah, the power of music. Playing at Detroit's Fox Theater March 6th through the 8th. For a bonus chance to win, you can text Maria to 800-859-0957. Official rules are at WJR.com, and tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com as well. Meanwhile, Congress is looking at a whole bunch of things on the docket, whether or not they're going to vote on health care. Will they extend the ACA subsidies? And, you know, Donald Trump had initially backed this idea of releasing footage from that second boat strike on September 2nd. Now he's walking it back. Where does Congress stand on there? Where does Congressman Tim Walberg stand on all of this? We welcome him in. Congressman, good to have you back.
Good to be with you, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to all of you.
Yeah, we're in the holiday spirit here.
Yeah, you
Snow
heard the
is
music.
Falling. Yeah.
I just texted Maria, so hopefully I'll win it.
Very good. So where do we stand? Let's start on the health care subsidies. That's one that's impacting a lot of people across the country, a lot of people here in the state of Michigan. You know, the Senate in that deal to reopen the government said that's something they would talk about. Mike Johnson didn't make those same kind of promises, though. Where do you and other House Republicans stand on that at this point?
Yeah, we're working on that, and it's an important issue because while the Democrats seem to be worried about 1.6 million people who will be impacted to some degree, a good number of those are people that are in the $300,000 to $700,000 family income range. So I don't think we should worry too much about them. Mm. What we're worried about is the 347 million Americans who are stuck with the exchange with the Unaffordable Care Act that has been costing us more every year since 2010 when it was put in place. And it truly was never expected to survive. Ultimately, the intention was that it would go to a single-payer system in this country, which we don't want, doesn't work in other countries of the world. And so we're still stuck with an insurance plan that is truthful in one point, that everybody has the potential of having insurance. However, it ends up in most cases just the paper. You really can't use it significantly. So you will see a rise in the insurance cost even if we fix or add to the a continuation, whether it's 1, 2, or 3 year extension of the subsidies for the Unaffordable Care Act that was put in place under COVID. That was an additional point. So that's where we're at. In the House, we have been working significantly as one of the three committee chairs that has insurance or the health care insurance issue in it. We've been meeting with all of our families in the Republican side of the aisle, whether it's the conservative group known as the Freedom Caucus, or whether it's the more moderate Tuesday group that I met with yesterday, as well as the Republican Study Committee group. We've been talking through with them and ideas, and there are multiple proposals, some of which have already passed out of committee, including my association health plan bill, which would really give more competition, more choice. And if we put these together in a package, which is our intention, hopefully before the end of the year, it will enable people still, if they choose to have the Unaffordable Care Act as their insurance, they can keep it. But these will offer other options, health savings accounts, the small business legislation that passed out of my committee that's ready to move as well, that protects self-insurance for small businesses that can provide a better plan to their employees if they're not forced to be on the Unaffordable Care Act.
Congressman, there's some frustration out there from constituents who feel health care reform has just become political theater. So what do you say to people who feel Washington is debating with families that are drowning in medical costs?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's our concern. Back in 2017 or 18, one of the two, was right about the same time, we attempted to pass a repeal of the Unaffordable Care Act and came one vote short in the Senate of doing that when John McCain I think as a result of a little bit of bitterness toward President Trump. And so we're sad that that took place, but he came out and put his thumb down, and we lost moving that forward to the president for signing, which I think would have really brought about a significant positive change. Well, that didn't take place. So we've lived since then because of the lack of the vote ability to change it with the Unaffordable Care Act. It will continue. I guess what I'm saying, Lloyd, is that people ought to be frustrated with it, including members of Congress who have to be on the Unaffordable Care Act as well, unless their spouse has some other plan that comes from a business or whatever. They're stuck with it as well. And it doesn't work. We've had to continue subsidizing, continuing putting tax dollars into propping up this system that's costly, and many providers of health care won't even accept it.
Mm.
And that's the challenge. So, you know, I hope you hear what I'm saying. We're concerned about the 1.6 million that mm-hmm. will see their subsidy propped up health care coverage increase. But all 347 million people in the United States and those that are on the Unaffordable Care Act will see it and have seen it go up every year since it was put in place. That, I think, as a result of the shutdown, has given us a silver lining, as it were,
yeah.
to be forced to do something about that. And we are giving it our best shot, but it has to be something better than the Unaffordable Care Act. And if people want to keep it, like I say, we want to make sure that they can keep it, they can make that choice, but they can also have other choices that will work better for them.
Well, to Chris's open here, just we have 30 seconds now, but the deal with this boat, have you seen the video? Would you support the bill that would halt Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's travel budget if he doesn't release the video?
No, I won't do that. Yeah. I think we ought to keep looking at it. If there was wrong done, and it's determined to be that, then we ought to take action on it. There are
sure.
there are two committees in Congress that are looking at that, led by Republicans.
Well, and that's the important part, is you keep looking into it. Unfortunately, we're at the end of the show. Congressman Tim Walberg, always appreciate it. We'll talk again soon, hopefully.
Look forward to
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah, yep, you got it. That's going to do it for us. Kevin Dietz and All Talk coming your way next here on WJR. Have yourself a wonderful day.